name, his real name was Clay, Red Clay. No, and that's really what his name was, Clay. Anyway, he just, you know, he felt badly because he was disobedient to the Lord, and now he's married to Gloria, you know. So he starts coming back to the assembly, and he's bringing Gloria. And Gloria is sitting there listening to all the meetings and everything, right? And we're praying for Gloria to come to Christ, praying that, oh, Lord, please save Gloria. Lord, please save Gloria. And almost like a choose, please save Gloria. Hey, you know, and we're praying like crazy. So one day, Barb and I were invited to have dinner with Stan and Carol and Gloria and Red. So we go over Stan and Carol's house, and we're having dinner, and we're all sitting around talking, you know, and I'm just looking at Gloria like, you know, she's unsaved, and I'm going, you know, and I said to Gloria, this is really weird. I'm thinking to myself, we're talking about all this stuff, and she's sitting here, and she's not saved. And I'm going, Gloria, I said, have you ever trusted Jesus as your personal Savior? And she goes, no. I said, would you like to? Oh, yes. You want to ask Jesus to be your Savior right now? Please. I went, nobody asked her. Nobody asked her. All you had to do is ask her. She was right there, you know. So we asked her, and she trusted. Ain't that a kicker? Isn't that something? And so I didn't even have to show her the secret handshake or anything. It just was right there. So bring the individual to the point of decision. Invite him or her to trust Christ as their Savior. Don't pressure them, him or her. But if he desires to receive Christ, have him either pray in his own words or follow you in a sinner's prayer. Be sure that you know they have proper understanding of what prayer is. And prayer is just simply talking to God. And it's a facilitator of faith. It really is. It's a facilitator of faith. And some people say, oh no, I never have anybody pray with me. Never. No. Well, I did. I know some people who didn't. But most people don't know what to say, what to do, how to do it. That was my case. When Dave said to me, would you like to trust Christ? I'm going, yeah. I thought I was a praying man. I said, yeah, but Dave, what do I do? He said, why don't you pray with me? I said, okay, yeah, pray. Yeah, and I didn't I wasn't a drug addict, and I've never been drunk in my life. I have no idea what that's like. So I look at this kind of stuff, and, you know, so I said, wow, you know, if I just simply pray this prayer, now I can go get loaded or take heroin or something, you know. I didn't have that in my eye. I made that prayer my own prayer, and that's what I tell people. So the factors included in the sinner's prayer is recognition of guilt and of sin, belief in the Lord Jesus Christ's work on the cross is the only payment for sin, his physical resurrection. We've talked about this, right? So notice the sample prayer. My suggestion to you is to memorize this if you want. I mean, you can write your own, but if you want to, and notice what it says, Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. And when I pray with somebody, I pray it in short segments so they can pray it too. Try to follow me with this prayer, okay? Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. I know I cannot wash away my sins by anything I can do. I believe that you died on the cross and shed your blood to wash away my sin. Try to follow that. It's like a machine gun. I can't do it. You know, dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner. I know that I cannot wash away my own sins by anything I can do. Can you follow that? Yeah. And so notice the doctrine in this. I believe that you died on the cross, that you shed your blood to wash away my sins. I believe that the 3 days later you physically rose again from the dead and conquered death for me personally. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins and come into my heart and life and be my personal Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for helping me to be the person you want me to be according to your word, the Bible, not because I have to, but because I want to, because I love you. Jesus, I mean this with all my heart. Amen. When we say, Lord Jesus, we might even want to include in this, I know that you are God in the flesh. So if we can put that in there, I know that you are God in the flesh. And then when you talk to children, let's for adults. When you talk to children, remember to design questions that lead up to the point of salvation if the child is ready. If the child is not ready, give as much of the gospel as you can, but be careful not to force the child into a premature decision. We want to bring the child to a non-manipulative decision. With children, use much repetition. Use the Word of God and make sure that they understand that they are responding to God. Be sure to simplify each phrase with them when using a verse from the Bible, verses from the Bible. You know, you're doing your homework on this, right? For them. Explain how simple the Bible makes salvation. Even a child can do this, right? Unless you come as a child, right? Doesn't say you come as an adult. It says even if you come as a child. You can use a variety of techniques if appropriate. I'm not sure what that means, but we'll move on. Number eight, invite the child to accept Christ as Savior.
Can you repeat blanks 1, 2, and 3 underneath?
Ready, decision, Word of God.
Simple.
Where are we now?
Four.
It is simple. The Bible makes it simple. Thank you. Because I'm still looking for it. And she got it off of him, and she was looking at mine, I think. I was looking at the reflection off your glasses. Okay, notice how to invite a child to accept Christ as Savior. Now, I prayed with children, but I tell children the same thing I tell adults. It's not the prayer that saves you. You understand that? Okay. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I've been bad, that I have sinned against you. I know that I cannot wash away the bad things, my sins, by anything I can do. I believe that you died on the cross, and we want to include that you're our God in the flesh, and that you died on the cross. And so you see this here, wash away the bad things I've done, come into my heart and life, and be my personal Savior. I'm not fooling around because I know that you know if I am or not. I really mean this. So Children can respond to this. I mean, they can. Lead them the same like an adult. Or lead an adult the same like a child. Okay, post-decision, once the person has prayed, explain to him or her that if he or her truly asks, how about we just go the personal pronoun, plural, right? Them. This would be great. Truly ask Christ to be Savior, then this is what has happened. This is what I love about May I Ask You a Question booklet. They include that right there. This is what has taken place. Right there, this is what has happened. And that is fantastic. The follow-up begins even right after they trust Christ with this pamphlet. It's excellent. So he's entered God's family. God has given him eternal life. His sins have been forgiven. God will never leave him. I was in Wall Street with this guy with a seersucker suit. I mean, he was, you know, handsome, dressed to the nines, and he was a stockbroker. And he's standing there, and he trusted Christ as his personal Savior. So we're in front of the sub-treasury building in New York City, and all these people are around. And I said, hey, I just wanted to say something. Praise God that you've trusted Christ. He was thrilled. I said, but Jesus will never leave you. I said, I want you to do something with me. He goes, what's that, Chris? I said, I want you to put your hand just like this. He says, really? I go, yeah. I put it up. So he just went, okay. And I say with me. He goes, I will never leave you. I said, who's I? He says, Jesus. And I said, he will never leave you. So what does that, never leave, what does that mean? He says, never leaving me. I said, what's this one? He goes, me. So I said, let's do it together. We're standing there, sub-treasury building, all these people around, you know, high flute and all this. I will never leave you. you. I said, when you go home tonight and you put your head on the pillow, the lights are out, put your hand in front of your face and say, thank you, Jesus, for saying to me, I will never leave you. You know, and it was just so cool. I mean, that's the cool. I mean, that is so cool. You know, so it's way cool. So don't give false assurance. Did we do reassure the person?
No.
Okay. Reassure the person of his decision by asking, what did you just pray? Don't be afraid of that. And most of the times, I prayed and asked Jesus to be my Savior. Oh. Yes, what has Jesus done for you just now? Well, he's washed away my sins. Give me a home in heaven. Where is Christ right now? I asked this of a kid in Brooklyn. He said, at the right hand of the Father. I told you that yesterday. The right hand of the... I thought that was so cool. I thought, what theology book you've been reading, kid? I mean, you know what? I mean, this is like incredible. I said, besides at the right... I'm laughing, actually. And I said, besides at the right hand of the Father. He goes, oh, in my life, in my heart and in my life. If you sin, what does God want you to do? 1 John 1:9. Because my wife trusted Christ. How many times, Barb? About six. How many?
Several
times. Several times. Because she didn't know if it took. You know, did the first one take? I better do it again. Well, if you're sincere and you ask Jesus and you believe in him as he's God in the flesh, died on the cross, rose again from the dead to be and ask him to be your personal Savior, yeah, he'll save you. He will. It's simple. It is. It's very simple. And he'll do it. And then you can give him assurance, okay? We also have like mailbox club cards, and that's a good thing to do. You want to get their name and address. You know, Alma, I was on 14th Street, and I was talking to this person who is near the Social Security where they get, you know, money and that kind of stuff. And this guy didn't know much English, but I had a Bible, and I think he had a Spanish Bible. And we were going through together. I was going through my English one, and I would say over here, and we were going back and forth, and I have very limited Spanish. And he had very limited English, and we were going back and forth, and he trusted Jesus as his personal Savior. I was thrilled, right? So I pull out a card to write his name down, and I said, your name, and he goes, no habla. I said, your name, I mean, I want to get your address, your name and address. And he goes, no habla ingles. I said, we just talked. All of a sudden you went stupid on your English, you know, and he's going, no habla. What was his problem, Craig? How you say? Oh, he knew what I was saying. He was illegal. Yes. Yes, he was illegal. So he's going, no habla ingles. No habla. I couldn't get another English word out of him. I mean, you know, couldn't do it. Couldn't do it at all. So I wish I had known Spanish. So Alma's going to be teaching it this year at Tepsi. And it's going to be interesting how tough she is going to be. Okay, so I'm going to start bribing her now. Okay. Remember the conversation you had with them and contact them later. So, and also, when you write this stuff down, write it legibly. Oh, I just want to let you know, you're so wonderful. We're going to send you a Bible and free mailbox lessons. And this is going to come any day now. And you look like a doctor. Nobody can read your writing, including you, right? Okay, God bless you. You can count on us. You go and you part ways and you go, who was that? And where was that? You know, what did they do? So maybe print it, maybe put it so you can actually read it or somebody else can read it in doing the follow-up. And then also you want to encourage them, regular church attendance, to a good Bible-believing church that preaches the, you know, preaches the word of God. Sometimes it's not possible to have them in your place. If they're close by, go get them. Have them come to you. Have them come to your assembly. Are you ashamed of your assembly? Some are. You want to do as good a follow-up as possible. With children, if they attend a false church or a liberal church, like we were talking, I was telling you about how I ministered, and these girls at Turkey Hill Ranch Bible Camp came to Christ, and they were mostly Catholic. Now, what do you say? Biggest cult in the world, right? Do not condemn the church, but teach appropriate truths to counter the heresy and urge them to attend a good Bible-believing church. Remember, you do not want to hinder future contacts with the child and the child's family. Urge them to keep the Word of God as top priority in their lives. Would you circle that, underline that, highlight it, whatever you want to do with it, but make sure you do that. Ask them questions such as, if someone were to told you that opposed the Bible and the Lord Jesus Christ, who would you believe? I believe Jesus. So that's what you want to do. There's a number of books that you can get on it. We don't have it here, but one book I really like, and we have to, I want you to maybe write this down. And the book would be Personal Evangelism by Richard A. Seymour, S-E-Y. Seymour, I think it is. Is that right, Shorty?
Fishing for Men.
Oh, excuse me. Fishing for Men. Fishing, thank you. And how do you spell it? S-E-Y-M-O-U-R?
Sure.
Sure.
I'm going to spell it F-I-S-H-I-N-G.
Fishing. Smarty Pants, are we? Okay. Mr. Smarty Pants. Mr. Smarty Pants. We'll take care of you later. Okay. I have to tell you right now, and that's a great book on personal evangelism. You will enjoy that book thoroughly. He is a soul winner. He taught at Florida Bible College before its demise, and he is a sought-after evangelist and speaker and also writer. He is really, really good. So you'll enjoy his work on that book, and that's a recommendation. Thank you. Thanks for letting us be here. It has been an absolute pleasure. And I've got nothing more for you. Well, I got stories, but we can talk about that. But thank you so much. Appreciate it. May we fish for men, and may we be good at it. And may we love doing it. May we love doing this. I mean, we're not going to run out. But one thing that will run out is the time factor, because Jesus could come at any moment. And I guess, as Mark Cahill once said, one thing you're not going to do in heaven, and that's witness to another soul. Work while it is yet day, for the night cometh when no man can work. Father, we just pray that you would help us to be the men and women you want us to be. Help us, Lord God, to fish for men, to see that this occupation is a great occupation. Actually, there's nothing better. To think that a soul will come to Christ and be in heaven forever. What could be better than this, Lord? Help us not to be distracted. Help us, Lord, to be faithful. And as the Pacific Guard Mission, their motto, help it to be our motto, everlastingly at it. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. One other thing, just if you're interested, have any interest at all in the Ezekiel Project, we have little brochures, CJC, for our school and or our seminars. Okie doke. I think we're taking a break now. Okay, let's take a break, and then we'll come back.